The Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors has strongly criticised a revelation by the Garda Ombudsman Commission yesterday at a coroner's court that a Garda was to be charged in connection with a fatal collision in which three men died. The three men, who were members of a burglary gang, died after they crashed into a truck while driving the wrong way down the N7 in West Dublin 2 years ago. The AGSI today called for a complete overhaul of GSOC and how it operates. We can talk now to Antoinette Cunningham, General Secretary of the AGSI. Very good afternoon to you and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Brian.
You've described the way this case has been handled and this information about the prosecution revealed as scandalous. What's your concern about all of this?
Well, the National Executive of AGSI is actually sitting this afternoon, and this item was moved to the top of the agenda this morning. And I can tell you there's an overwhelming sense of anger among the membership about how this information came into the public domain. And I have to say that it's absolutely scandalous that a member of An Garda Síochána Síochána, whose primary focus in an incident would be the protection of members of the public, Brian, hears that they are to be the subject of criminal charges through a coroner's court by GSOC. And that is simply unfair, incorrect and wrong that a member would hear of a situation like that in that forum. And that's unacceptable to us.
GSOC obviously investigated this incident, but the decision to prosecute lies with the Director of Public Prosecutions. So was there no communication in advance of this coroner's hearing yesterday with the guard's lawyer or lawyers?
Well, we're not going to comment on that because that's a matter between the member themselves and their legal team. But what we are saying is how this was put into the public domain, with GSOC themselves stating that the member wasn't fully aware of what charges would be preferred against them, but they would be facing criminal prosecution. And everyone, even on a basic human rights level, is entitled to know the full details of any criminal charges that are going to be preferred against them before it is put out into the public domain. And to think that GSOC would go into a coroner's court and say there will be a criminal prosecution, but the full details of this are not going to be shared at this moment in time, that's unacceptable and it's wrong.
This arose because there was to be an inquest into these deaths, but obviously that can't proceed until any criminal matters have been dealt with. And that was what GSOC was in court to say, that they were looking for a deferment of the inquest.
Yeah, and that is what they were there to say. But at the end of that is a member of An Garda Síochána who's legitimately going about their job, who's hearing in that forum, possibly for the first time, that criminal charges of some nature, which still seem to be unknown at this point in time, are going to be preferred against them.
How could that have been avoided yesterday?
Well, I'm not sure how it could have been avoided, but maybe it could have been avoided if GSOC had gone and notified the member fully, instead of saying there will be charges, but the full details of those charges are not yet known or not yet being
it's
given
just
to the member.
That is a matter for the DPP, isn't it? Not GSOC. What the charges are.
The decision to prosecute is a matter for the DPP.
What charges would be laid?
And what charges would be laid, absolutely. And that will all obviously become a matter of public record in time.
So, I mean, GSOC don't know.
But it's the manner in which this information was put into the public domain by GSOC is simply wrong. And again, you know, what we have to ask here is about the ability and capability of GSOC to fairly manage incidents and cases like this, taking into account that members of An Garda Síochána are deserving of fair process, the same as everybody else. And the mental health and the well-being of that member, was that considered by GSOC before they issued this information yesterday? Yes. And I'm not so sure it was. So what I have done, Brian, to clarify that is I've contacted GSOC this morning and I've asked to meet the chairperson, Judge Rory McCabe, on this issue as soon as possible. And I understand that meeting will take place next week.
Was this an isolated incident or some previous cases?
I think it's not an isolated incident when it comes to GSOC and how members are informed of charges and suspensions and cases that are being taken against them or investigations. We've long said that there is no proper oversight of GSOC in their role, and all we can say now as a result of this and other recent incidents is that there is a complete overhaul of GSOC needed and a robust oversight of their role be put in place so that they're actually accountable to somebody else for the actions or inactions that they take.
All right. I mean, just to clarify this, the copy from that hearing yesterday does report that the legal representative for the guard involved was informed. But as you say, not of the precise charges, because, of course, they don't seem to have been determined yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, we leave it there. Antoinette Cunningham from the AGSI, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Brian.